Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Hour number one is just me and you. Hour number two, Bert's going to be joining me and you. So if you'd like to call, if you've got some comments about, the broadcast, the topics, what we say, what we don't say, what you'd like, what you don't like, I'd love to hear that. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. I've got a call screen in front of me, and I want to describe this just a little bit. When I say a call screen, I don't mean we screen the calls. We do have... Jason answers the phone and asks for your first name and asks where you're calling from, and he asks what the topic is. That's just kind of like a little heads up to me. Generally speaking, we do not screen the calls for content. However, if we're talking about a specific subject and I mention that we want to stay on track with that subject and please don't call in about something not germane to that subject, Jason will mention that so that the caller will understand that it's my desire as the instructor or as a instructor or as an instructor to keep the class on track and not get sidewobbled. So that is why we have Jason answer the telephone. And then what happens is he has a screen which is an exact copy of the screen that I'm looking at, or I have an exact copy of the screen he's looking at. That's more like it. And it shows all the telephone lines, and it shows how many people have called, when they called. It shows me that he has answered them. It shows me the name of the person, like Tom in Texas, and he wants to talk about car problems, for example, and how long he's been on hold. And so I can see that. So that's the call screen that I have. And then I have a little button, and I can point my mouse to it, and I can click answer the phone. I can click put him on hold, or I can click air the call, or I can click drop the call. Now, I think I've only dropped two calls in 10 years, maybe three. And it had to do with someone saying that the coronavirus was fake, fraud, not real. And I won't allow that. Now, am I censoring that? Yeah, I am. And I'll tell you why. I said it was real in the very beginning, well over a year ago. And I said it's expensive, deadly, debilitating, and you can die from it. Well, I won't have someone on USA Prepares saying that that's not true. And as I mentioned, we've had two extended family members die, friends become infected with it, and it's been serious for many people. Now, there are a few who have gotten by with what they say. It was just like a bad cold. But I remember, or a bad case of the flu, I remember many years ago, before we talked about the corona panic and the coronavirus and the Chi-Com virus, I remember people getting a bad case of the flu and they thought they were going to die. It was terrible. So just saying, it's just like a bad case of the flu is like saying, I felt like I was going to die. So I won't allow that, what I would consider quite reckless commentary and possibly advice on USA Prepares that might get people killed. It is my responsibility as a broadcaster to make sure that we don't send you off in the wrong direction and get you killed. That's my responsibility. So I think even Jumpin' Joe the plagiarist, who I don't have a lot of respect for, he says, and I'm paraphrasing, that wearing a mask is, you know, it's not a really big deal. It's a little thing to do that could help. So what's the problem? And frankly, I agree with him. I really do. Nobody wants to wear a mask. But you know what? It's there's some benefits to wearing a mask. It makes it harder for the facial recognition system to pick you out. It does. So, you know, maybe the next time when I get my driver's permit issued by the state here in the corrupt state of Missouri, I may say, no, I have to wear my mask. I have to do that. Because the president does, and I have to do that too. I'm just following his lead. You don't want me to follow the president's advice? So I just may do that. So today, if you'd like to call 866-582-9933, I'd love to hear from you. And I've got a couple comments about things that I've noticed here at our farm and at the shop. And I'd like to talk about clutches. 2% of vehicles that are sold, new vehicles that are sold in the United States of America, come with a manual transmission. 2%. That means 98% come with an automatic transmission. And I understand why automakers are not selling cars with manual transmissions. Because people don't know how to drive them. And frankly, they don't. And mostly, it's women. Now, I'm not picking on women, but it's just a fact. It's a fact that women, generally speaking, especially young women, do not know how to drive a manual transmission vehicle. Why? Because there aren't a lot of them out there. So where are they going to find one to hop in and learn how to drive it? Well, when I was first married, and we were talking like in the 70s, to Mrs. Finelli, and well, we dated for 7 years, and I made darn sure that she knew how to drive a manual transmission vehicle. So she knew how to drive a small tractor, if you will, very small tractor, with a manual transmission and a clutch. And she learned how to drive my vehicles. I had 1968 American Motors AMX 4-speed. She drove that. Later on, I had a Lotus Europa. She learned how to drive that. That had a 5-speed. She learned how to drive her vehicle. And she wanted, and I think it was a really fine-looking vehicle that Ford manufactured. And if you look at them, every once in a while you see one on the Rockford Files. A Pinto station wagon, 1974. It was probably one of the best-looking station wagons ever made, maybe right after the Volvo 740 turbo wagon, which was an Italian body design. So that was you know, I was like that Volvo happened to be, looked like a Lamborghini station wagon. It really did. It was really impressive. We had one of those. Actually, I had two of those. We had a Volvo 240 diesel. 4-speed with overdrive. So it was like 5-speeds. She had to drive that too. So, the thing about clutches, I think, now I was talking to one of our neighbors yesterday. I said, so does your wife know how to drive a manual transmission? And he said, yeah, she does. So she's in her 80s. So ladies who are older know how to drive, generally speaking, know how to drive a manual transmission car because that's all there were back in the, up until the 60s. For the most part, there weren't many automatic transmissions. So you had to drive a stick shift or a gear shift on the column. Now, believe it or not, they had, instead of that gear shift for the automatic transmission on the column, they had a transmission gear shift selector on the column. That was common. Anyway, She, and I mentioned it, so if you had an emergency and you had to get, you know, that few miles into town and there were no cars, she could hop on your international 80 horsepower tractor or 65 horsepower tractor and drive to town in the tractor. And he said, absolutely. And that's a really good point. So if you have a four-wheeler, you may have one with a manual transmission. If you have a motorcycle, it probably has a manual transmission and a clutch. Ours do. So I think it's kind of important to know how to do that for an emergency purposes. Well, I want to talk about adjusting a clutch. So on my 1968 AMX or on the Lotus Europa or any of the other older vehicles, you know, 60s and 70s and earlier than that, there was a mechanical linkage. When you stepped on the clutch pedal, you pushed down on the pedal and it pushed a rod, and the rod pushed a bell crank, and the bell crank moved the clutch. And the clutch would wear, the clutch friction surface would wear. It's called a clutch disc. Sometimes it's called a clutch plate. And it would wear because it was a friction material, and each time you used the clutch, it would wear just a little bit more. And you could adjust it and make it last longer. And then the adjustment was a five-minute job. So I could get on my back and crawl underneath the AMX. And with two wrenches, very small wrenches, like half-inch roughly, half-inch nut, on this threaded rod, I could increase or decrease the length of this rod by just turning this nut in the rod. And I could lock it down. So two wrenches, five-minute job at the most, and I'm done. Well, that's not the case anymore. So I have this brand new Chevrolet pickup truck. It's 20 years old. And it has a 4.3 liter V6. It's got a little over a quarter of a million miles on it. It has a 5-speed manual transmission. It's two-wheel drive. It has air conditioning. It has crank-up windows and rubber floor covering. So it doesn't even have carpeting. And it does have crank-up windows. And it has manual locks. So there's no, you know, press the button and unlock it. Press the button, lock it. It doesn't have that. So, the, you know, the nicest thing it has is air conditioning. That, you know, that's the most of the creature comforts that it has. And the clutch was driving me crazy. And we bought this thing, and the guy just recently had the clutch replaced. And you had to press all the way to the floor and farther to get enough clearance to shift gears. And it really didn't work very well. And then what happened is you'd step on the clutch and it would stop midway. And then you hear a bang, bang, and the hydraulic line that operated the clutch would come apart. Then you had no clutch. And this happened while I was driving this darn thing. So I'm on the highway, two lanes going each way, 65 miles an hour, and I'm entering this highway, first gear, second gear, third gear, fourth gear, bang. I'm stuck in fourth gear. No way to disengage the clutch because the clutch pedal went to the floor. It was like the clutch became disengaged from the pedal. That's exactly what happened. I want to tell you why. This idiotic design from General Motors is a hydraulic clutch system. So instead of having a very simple rod and a bell crank that's adjustable, they went through all the effort to make the entire system hydraulic. When we come back, I'll tell you what that means. And I'll tell you what the difference in cost is. It's unbelievable.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business.
So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's gonna be sliding.
Winter today is hot.
Last day. God, you're
take my
when you go to
the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Okay. So I stepped on the clutch and it went bang, and then I had no clutch. The pedal went to the floor, so I could not disengage the engine from the transmission, which meant that the only way I could get this thing to completely stop would be to stall the engine. I could not disengage the engine from the transmission because the clutch became locked in place. So we got the car home, and we have a trailer, a car hauler, here at the farm. And we picked it up, took it home, put it up on the lift. And what was happening is when you step on the clutch, the connection, there's a connection between, I need to describe how this works. So when you step on the clutch pedal, it pushes what looks just like a brake master cylinder, and it operates hydraulically. It pushes hydraulic fluid through a line, and this line is in two pieces. And about halfway between the clutch master cylinder, which is on the firewall, and the bell housing where the clutch slave cylinder is and the throw-out bearing, there's a break in the line which has a coupling. And it's really great. You just push this together. It's sealed by an O-ring, and there's a little clip that holds it in place. And when I'd step on the clutch, the pressure would cause this coupling to come apart. So we wired it together, and it still didn't work right. So we took the we bled the lines. That didn't work. We took the transmission out. In order to do that, you have to remove the starter. You have to remove the exhaust system, most of it. You have to, where it connects to the engine, you have to unbolt the transmission. And then to get to the clutch, you have to remove the transmission, the drive shaft. And then if you want to look at the clutch system, you have to remove the pressure plate, the clutch pressure plate. And then you can remove the clutch disc and look at it. And we did all that. And we looked at the throwout bearing and the hydraulic system, and it looked fine. Put it all back together, and it did the same thing. We did it four times. But one of the times, we bought all new parts. Bought a brand new clutch, brand new pressure plate, throwout bearing. And the line that comes from the throwout bearing, the hydraulic line, that joins in that coupling. We bought a new master cylinder for the clutch. There's one little line we didn't replace. It's a little plastic line. It's about, I don't know, 12 inches long. It has a coupling on the end. And we didn't replace that. We had the same problem. So we called the company, the tech support company. And they said, boy, you did everything right. It should work fine. And they said, you know, there's a check valve in that little tiny hose, the one that we didn't replace. And when the guy said that, I said, that's it. That's the problem. Check valve. So we bought a new hose for that, a new line. It was $62 or $61. Put that in, bled the system, and it worked fine. What I'm saying is, a clutch that used to be really simple to work on is now impossible to work on. And, you know, it's roughly $400 worth of parts to get all of these lines and bearings and the clutch master cylinder and the clutch slave cylinder and the clutch throwout bearing and the clutch disc and the clutch pressure plate. And then, but to adjust the clutch, instead of the old system where you just take two wrenches in 5 minutes, just, you know, crawl under the vehicle and adjust this rod and lock it down with a jam nut, takes 5 minutes. Now you have to take the starter out, the drive shaft out, the cross member that holds the transmission up. You have to disconnect the stick shift from the transmission. You have to lower the transmission after you unbolt it. And then to adjust it, you have to take the clutch pressure plate off. You have to take the clutch disc out. You have to take the flywheel off. And then you can put a shim, and they come in two different thicknesses. And I decided to buy a 50 thousandths of an inch thick. Now, what is 50 thousandths of an inch thick? You know those 70-sheet one-subject notebooks? You know the cover, that cardboard, plastic, or cardboard and plasticized covered cover? You know, real thin cover? That's about 50 thousandths of an inch. If you have, Lipton soup, the thickness of that Lipton soup box, that's about 50 thousandths of an inch thick. So I bought a shim, and I moved the flywheel out 51 thousandths of an inch. And that's how you adjust it. It's like an $800 job to adjust the clutch now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden on Thursday said he planned to continue talks with Republicans about infrastructure and jobs, but would not accept a proposal that funded only a fraction of his $2.3 trillion package. Biden made the comments while selling his proposal in Georgia on Thursday. Republicans propose a $568 billion five-year package as a counteroffer.
At least 44 people have been killed in a stampede at a crowded religious festival in northeast Israel Thursday. Hundreds more were injured at the festival, which takes place annually at the foot of Mount Meron, a religious holiday marked with all-night bonfires, prayer, and dancing. Indonesian officials working to determine how a military submarine with 53 crew members sunk earlier this month during a training exercise said the vessel may have been hit by an internal solitary wave in the sea off Bali. It's reported that such waves are invisible but have the strength to drag down a submarine to dangerous depths. USA Radio News.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly, right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Republicans called out liberals for racism tolerance on Thursday after Senator Tim Scott offered opposing comments to President Biden's vision of America on Wednesday.
Nowhere do we need common ground more desperately than in our discussions of race. I have experienced the pain of discrimination. I know what it feels like to be pulled over for no reason, to be followed around the store while I'm shopping. I've also experienced a different kind of intolerance. I get called Uncle Tom and the N-word by progressives, by liberals.
Senator Scott on Fox News Thursday night.
I've never seen such a power grab and using people in such a despicable way. It is really disheartening to see the left's response. And frankly, even Twitter's response to racism and racial slurs, if it comes from the left, it must be okay according to Twitter's response 12 hours later.
Twitter declined to comment when asked why it took so long to remove the racial slur from its platform. After a lengthy beta, Apple has launched the iOS 14.5 and iPadOS 14.5. The updates went live Monday and include several additional features, such as a new Siri Voices and a fancy new Face ID feature that makes it possible to use your iPhone while wearing a mask. Experts are saying you might find it better to wait a few days before updating. First of all, make sure you have a current backup of your Apple device before updating to the new operating systems. Two reasons to hold off. Every once in a while, there's a disastrous bug. Remember the 2016 launch of iPad Pro? Also, not every developer will be ready with software during the launch. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, Classer, I'm talking about this transmission clutch adjustment. And I said it's about $800. What I'm talking about is this shim, this 50 thousandths of an inch thick shim that goes behind the flywheel. So instead of just having a rod with that you turn with a wrench and a jam nut, and it's a 5-minute job, it is an $800 worth of labor to put this $20 shim in. And first of all, you have to know about the shim to begin with. And if you want to know how big this shim is, if you get one of those tiny, well, they don't even have these kind of lids on. Okay, if you have a vitamin, a bottle of vitamins or a jar of vitamins, the size of the cap of a vitamin jar or bottle That's about, it's a little smaller than this shim. But the shim is the thickness of maybe 7 sheets of paper. And it costs $20. But to put it in, you have to take the starter off. You have to put the vehicle in the air. You have, and this is a Chevy pickup truck, 2001, with a just two-wheel drive. So it's even simpler because it's two-wheel drive rather than four-wheel drive. And you don't have to take the transfer case down if you don't have four-wheel drive. So you take the starter out. You take the transmission out, the drive shaft, the transmission cross-member support, the transmission, the you disconnect the clutch hydraulic line, and then you disconnect. After you remove the transmission, you remove the clutch pressure plate, the clutch disc, you remove the flywheel, and then you put the shim behind the flywheel, and you put it all back together. So roughly $800 worth of labor to adjust the clutch, which used to take 5 minutes. And plus, it's so complicated that it's nearly impossible for the homeowner to, well, it is impossible unless you have a lift to do this kind of a job. So I wanted to share that with you. And then I wanted to share with you the cost of vehicle repairs. There's a transmission shop within 50 miles of here, and they're the best shop around. And they recommended to one of their customers that he come see us. He had a problem with his Volkswagen Jetta. And so he showed up with his Volkswagen Jetta, and it's a 2004, and it's in immaculate, physical condition, except for the fact that the guys that put it on the lift previously bent the underneath of the vehicle because they didn't know how to pick it up. This particular vehicle does not have a frame. It's called pinch weld construction. So they take various pieces of skin of the body and the underpan, and they pinch it together, and then they weld it with an electric welder. And you have to have a special adapter, actually four special adapters, to put on the lift in order to pick this thing up without damaging it. And I guess they didn't have those parts, but we do. And so we put it up in the air, and we looked at it, and we thought, gosh, this has been put up in the air so many times, these guys don't know what they're doing. Anyway, so they bent the under part of this Volkswagen Jetta station wagon. It's a shame because other than that, it looks really nice. The problem that this vehicle came in with was it would only go forward. I want you to think about that. This vehicle could not go in reverse. So if they wanted to pull into a parking space, like let's say at the Chinese factory outlet, pull into a parking space, and if someone pulls in front of you, then they'd have to back up, and they can't. So they'd have to get out and push the vehicle out of the parking space, which is really inconvenient if the engine stalled and you're in traffic and you have to go backwards. Like, what do you do? So anyway, that was the problem. So we put this thing up on the lift, and we put our code readers on it. And we have a real sophisticated code reader. And it said that the transmission overheated. And the engine overheated. And the engine overheated because there is a really cheesy connection on the radiator hose to one of these little plastic adapter fittings that Volkswagen uses. BMW uses the same ones. They're real cheesy. And they fail all the time. So this really sophisticated, high-tech diesel engine overheated. And the transmission overheated. And what happened in the transmission is it caused one of the pistons in the transmission to fail. Now, I'm not talking about an engine piston. This is a piston. It's similar, but it's in the transmission. Now, in order to get this piston repaired in the transmission, you have to take the wheels off. You have to take the axles off because it's front-wheel drive. And you have to disconnect parts of the air conditioning system. The charging system, like the alternator, you have to take the battery out, disconnect the cooling system, and take the engine and transmission out. It's over a $2,000 job to just tear into the transmission to go poking around to see exactly where this piston failed. $2,000. Now, what does this vehicle cost? Well, I looked it up. If it's in rough condition, the trade-in value is $425 for the entire 2004 Volkswagen Jetta station wagon. If it's an average condition, the trade-in value is $925. If it's clean, which this one is, the trade-in value is $1,350. The clean retail price that a dealer would sell it for is $2,750. So we have a vehicle that it will take $2,000 to just figure out what's wrong with the transmission. And the vehicle's worth, at the most, $2,750. But it has 200,000 miles on it, so it's probably worth a little bit less than that. What I'm telling you is the cost of these vehicles today to repair them is out of control. Absolutely out of control. Okay. So, let's see. I got another page here. So what does it cost to operate a Volkswagen 2004 Jetta? Okay. Well, let's see. It's, by the way, it's plagued with all kinds of problems, this particular vehicle. This model vehicle, not necessarily the one we have here, but okay, so if you have a Volkswagen Jetta 2004 and you need to have your air conditioning receiver dryer replaced, that is like a filter in the air conditioning system. It costs between $337 and $400 to have that air conditioning receiver dryer assembly replaced. That's not the compressor. That's without the compressor. That's without the expansion valve. That is just the receiver dryer assembly. That's like the least expensive component in the air conditioning system. If you want to replace the compressor, add like another $400 or $500 to that. If you have a fuel injector problem, fuel injector replacement on this particular car, there's only four of them because it's four-cylinder. It's between $459 and $524, according to RepairPal.com. You can look this up yourself. Now, if you have a huge problem, like an oil pump in the engine, you know, that little pump that pumps the oil around and keeps it lubricated, that's between $1,600 and $1,900, I'm rounding, between $1,600 and $1,900 to replace an oil pump. Now, if I had to replace the oil pump on my 1968 AMX, it's in the front of the engine. I can get to it within like an hour, and I can replace it within 2 hours. So I can get it apart and put back together in 2 hours. And I know what the part used to cost. It was like $29 back in the 70s. If you have a clutch assembly adjustment, you know, and this obviously has the kind that I was talking about with mechanical adjustment, you know, that takes 5 minutes. That's between $40 and $51 on this Volkswagen Jetta. If you want to have your oxygen sensors tested, that's between $40 and $51. Let me tell you how you do that. You plug in a connector on a short cable to one of these scan tools. And you turn the key onto, you turn the key onto just the run position. And it will tell you if it failed already. It takes 5 minutes. So that costs between, and there's no wrenches, no getting greasy. And the connector is right, probably where your right knee is, your left knee is, right under the dash. And you can just reach under there and feel it. And you just plug this cable in there, and you turn your scan tool on, and it'll tell you. Now, if you have a knock sensor on the engine, it tells if the engine is having pre-ignition, that replacement is $270 to $306. If you have a throttle position sensor replacement, that's $372 to $393. If you have a sunroof and the switch that controls the sunroof, you know, open-close, the switch, $222 for a switch. If you have a automatic transmission brake shift interlock solenoid that needs to be replaced, that's $533 to $557. This is for a 2004 Volkswagen Jetta. So the cost of an oil pump replacement is probably about the average price or the average selling price of what one of these Volkswagen Jettas would sell for used. It's unbelievable. Okay, so I was thinking about a starter for the Chevrolet Silverado that I have. And it's a 2001. And according to RepairPal, the starter replacement cost is between $450 and $484. Seems like a lot of money to me. Because I know what a starter costs. It costs $100. You can go to AutoZone right now and buy a starter for a Chevrolet Silverado 1500 4.3 liter V6, whether it has an automatic or manual transmission. It's going to be $100, you know, plus or minus 10, $100. And to get somebody to put that in for you, the total job for the starter that would cost them $100, they would charge you between $450 and $484. Now, how long does it take? Well, we're pretty slow. It takes us a long time because we look at lots of things. We look at the bolts and we look, make sure, and there are two bolts that hold this on and two electrical connections and two bolts. And the bolts are real easy to get to. Real easy to get to. You know, no special tools, just you know, standard sockets and a ratchet. It takes us about 15 minutes to do a replacement. That's us. Now, someone who's a lot smarter might be able to do it in 5 minutes. But we look at everything. You know, we look at the teeth on the starter. We look at the ring gear on the flywheel. We want to make sure that, you know, the new starter that goes in is not going to get damaged by the teeth on the ring gear of the flywheel. What I'm saying is, cars are really, really expensive to have fixed. And it's crazy. These numbers are crazy. So I'll tell you a little bit more. We'll talk about John Deere. I'll tell you what John Deere said to our son when he was at the university in 2016.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with longevity. Teamgaday.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
You know, before I mention John Deere, I just wanted to tell you that yesterday I heard a commercial on USA Prepares. And I wasn't entirely pleased with the verbiage that was used in this particular commercial. And I sent an email to the CEO, and I'm going to read it to you. I used his first name. His first name. Then I said, I hear your commercials on GCN about your, and we'll call it product, specifically on our broadcast class, USA Prepares. Do you think the words, and I used 2 words that he used in his commercial. Do you think the words blank and blank that you use in your commercials enhance your radio image? Thank you, Vincent. Okay. And I got a response back, and I was copied on this. And this went to senior management at Genesis Communications Network. It says, hi, and the person's name. Please, can you take this commercial out of rotation? Thank you. And it was signed by this person and the company name. Now, out of rotation means in advertising, let's say you have 5 different commercials, and they just tell the computer, okay, play these in random order. And so the commercials rotate from one to the next, so you don't hear the same commercial over and over and over again. So they're taking this one out. That happened within, let's say, 30 minutes of my email to them. And I applaud them for doing that. I really do. And then what happened? Well, 2 things. 1 thing didn't happen, and 1 thing did happen. The thing that didn't happen is I didn't get thrown off the air. Now, usually, if you say something about any advertisers, you get thrown off the air. And I have a degree in that. I've been thrown off the air because of some things that I said about advertisers, which I... You know, I have an agreement that whenever I go on the air, with a company, the agreement is always the same, that if I don't like the commercials, they will not air on USA Prepares, period. Because I think that the commercials are a reflection of USA Prepares, and people link us with them, and them with us. So I want to make sure that we have a good relationship, and the products and services that are being offered are of value, and that I approve of. And am I a dictator in this? Absolutely. Absolutely. So what could happen is I could get thrown off the air. I could be absolutely right, and I could say, no, I didn't like it, and I could be removed from the air. And that's a risk that I take. But what happened was, number one, I haven't been removed from the air yet. We might find out on Monday, but I don't think so. I think we're going to stay on the air. And number two, I've gotten praise from people who have emailed me, who figured out how to contact me, it's instructor at USA Prepares, and they said, you know, good job. Great. Thank you for raising the bar. So I wanted to share that. Next thing, John Deere. When our son was studying agriculture at the university, he happened to be in a class in 2016. And so our son's major was agriculture, farming. He went to the university to learn how to be a farmer. And he is. Right here. At our farm. Our family farm. And he said, Dad, you're not going to believe this. We had this guy come in as a guest lecturer, and he was from John Deere, had the John Deere shirt on, John Deere uniform. And he said, John Deere is transitioning from being a company that manufactures iron, you know, like plows, implements, tractors, you know, metal, to an information technology company. He said, this guy was talking about they want to have a heads-up display. So the windshield of a John Deere tractor in the future will be an information display. So you can look through it. You can see where you're going. But there'll be oil pressure. You know, the idiot lights will be on there. The speed, navigation, how the implements are connected, the sensors on the implements. All that will be on the windshield. And you'll be able to look through. It's kind of like having an instrument cluster for your vehicle, but on the windshield. So as you look forward, you can see, you know, what's happening. And he said that John Deere said that, this representative from John Deere said that, so your equipment will be connected to the cell tower. And as you use the equipment, if you have a failure, it will place a call to John Deere. John Deere will dispatch a technician with the part or parts to come to your location because they know where you are, right? You know, a satellite will tell them exactly where you are. You know, global position sensing, global positioning will tell them exactly where you are. And they'll come and fix your equipment, and they will be dispatched within a half an hour. They'll have the parts, the technician, the tools, and they're going to come and fix it right in the field. What they failed to say is what that's going to cost. And they failed to say that you can't fix it yourself because you won't have the computer connections, you won't have the computer tools, and you won't have the parts. So you will be 100% dependent on a company that uses green and yellow paint. John Deere. Unbelievable, right? Well, to me, I'm not interested in that at all. That's why some farmers are buying older tractors.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.